Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for the blowing of the shofar, amen. We are truly, truly in the time, amen, where the Jewish are celebrating their new year in this week, praise God. So in that, they also blow the shofar. They also go before God in repentance, and they also, amen, get different kinds of sweet fruit, amen, to nibble on, to eat, praise God, that their year will be fruitful. But most of all, they go before God in repentance, amen. They start off their new year, amen, with repentance, amen. And I just throw that out there, praise God. If you didn't know, praise God, hallelujah, the Jewish, amen, are in repentance, amen. Now, praise God, they're going before the Lord, amen, for their new year. And that's a great thing to do, praise God, to go before God daily, amen, praise God, in repentance, amen, because the Bible tells us there's none righteous, no, not one, amen, praise God. So I thank God, amen, for studying, amen, the Jewish culture and learning just a little bit about it, amen, praise God. As I learn, I will share with you, amen, praise God. So let me pray. It is a blessing, and they always blow the shofar. It is a time of blessing. People don't understand the blowing of the shofar, but it is a time of blowing in your blessings. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. With that being said, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I come and I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, God, for this night, God. Fresh Fire Friday, Father God, a time of worship, a time of praise, a time of coming closer to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that you are creating us a clean heart, God, and renew, Father, a right spirit within us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask that you take control, God, of this night, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And if somebody is downtrodden today, Father, I pray that you will lift up their spirits, God, on tonight, Father God. Let a fresh wind blow, God. God, let a fresh wind blow from the north, south, east, and west, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let every dry bone rise on today, Father God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, including me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that's dead on the inside, let it rise, God, today, Father God. Oh, God, pour out your anointing like never before, God, on this night, Father God, that we will be glorious and lifting you up and praising you, and just the joy of the Lord. We know the joy of the Lord is our strength on tonight, so we pray right now, Father, that you move by your mighty power. Push back what needs to be pushed back, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, let the crooked be made straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you're the only one that plumbs the line, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, how you're enlarging our oh, yes, Holy Spirit, how you're enlarging our territory, Father. We give you glory today, and I thank you, Lord. Bless every home here represented today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless, Father. Move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, allow me to move out the way that the Holy Spirit can have his way, because I know I need the anointing. Hallelujah. To break every yoke, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you break yokes tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Ah, yeah, kando da masia. Everything that we wrestle with, break the yoke, God, tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll lift you up in praise, God. These things I pray in your Son, Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen. Praise God, praise God. Let's get started on Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Hallelujah.
I pray that this CD have been a blessing to your life. And all I can say to you in making this CD is that my life will never be the same.
Where do we go from here in your presence? How do we continue to live a life the same? How do we try to explain that we had right here in your presence? Tell me, where do we go from here in your presence? How do we continue to live?
All right, amen. I will never be the same. Every time I put my life in his presence, hallelujah, you will never be the same. How many know, praise God, when you go before God, hallelujah, glory to God, it's like an encounter with the Lord. If you wait on God, if you wait on God in his presence, he will touch you, he will lift you up, he will encourage you, hallelujah. So we thank God for that song today. Glory to his name. Now let's encourage ourselves on today. If nobody else don't encourage you, you got to encourage yourself. Come on, somebody.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Do-
Just so you have to encourage yourself. Amen. Praise God. It's such a blessed song for this hour. Amen. Praise God. Many, many, many people are going through some major tests in their lives. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes, praise God, you don't have nobody to talk to. Praise God. Nobody to understand you. Amen. Praise God. But know this. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you into the end of this world. Amen. Praise God. So lift up your hands and encourage yourself, knowing that Jesus is right there with you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Fearfully, wonderfully, made in the image of Abba, I am free, completely, safe in the arms of my Father. Thank you. artist. I am your masterpiece. I thought before life ever started, you took your time on me like a breath in the hands of an artist. I am your masterpiece. I thought before
glory. I am your masterpiece. Amen. Praise God. God knows how to do it. Amen. Praise God. He molds us. He shapes us. Amen. To the person that he wants us to be. But we got to be happy with who he made us to be. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might not look like everybody else. You might not act like everybody else. Praise God. But he took his time and made you into the image that he wanted you to be. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this day, Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us go to one more song, and I'm going to give you the power word for tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praises now. Hallelujah. We done worship. Amen. Now let's give God his due praise on this night. right. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Yes, he is King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords. He's Lord over our life. Amen. Lord over everything. Amen. That we possess. Amen. The earth is his. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. For the worship and the praise and lifting our hands and giving him glory on this afternoon. It's Friday, y'all. Fresh Fire Friday. And you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to tell you who I am. Amen. Praise God. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Calvin McNeil on this afternoon. Yes, I am your host. Amen. Praise God. On this night. Amen. We bless the man of God on today. Praise God. He could not be with you on this night, but we know that, praise God, that God is still yet in the blessing business. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk to us. I want to take you to a passage of scripture that I kept hearing in my spirit all this week, and I just got to the point where I just began to quote it all day long. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Matthew, the fifth chapter, verse number 13. I'm going to start at 13. Amen. To give you a full picture of what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. Amen. The Bible says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, people of God. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. That is the scripture. Amen. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Father says today, amen, God, Jesus, amen, I have called you to reflect my glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, as the world grows increasingly dark, remember that you are the light of the world. Don't waste energy naming bad things over which you have no control. Pray about these matters, but refuse to let them haunt your thoughts. Instead, focus your energies on doing what you can to brighten the place where I have put you. Hear me in the realm of the spirit, people of God. Focus your energies on doing what you can to brighten the place where I have put you. See, God put you there. Use your time, talent, and resources to push back the darkness. Shine my light into the world. I am the true light that shines on in the darkness. Even in the most terrible condition, your light originates, come on, hallelujah, in me and reflects from you. I have called you to reflect my glory. You do this most effectively by becoming more and more fully the one I designed you to be. See, he designed you. Nobody else. He designed you. Spend ample time seeking my face, beloved, focusing on my presence, and my word helps you to grow in grace and discern my will. Your time spent with me nourishes your soul, providing comfort and encouragement. Thus, I strengthen you, enable you to be a source of strength for others. See, God wants you to be a source of strength for others. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. That's why he says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. And listen, John 1:9 says, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Then he went on to say in John 1:5, and the light shine on in the darkness, for the darkness have never overpowered it. Put it out or absorb it or appropriate it. Hallelujah. God is your light. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into the likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Listen what Father says here today. If a seasoning has no flavor, it has no value. If Christians make no effort to affect the world around them, they are of little value to God. If we are too much like the world, we are worthless. Christians should not blend in with everyone else. Instead, we should affect others positively, just as seasoning brings out the best flavor in your food. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Can you hide a city that is sitting on top of a hill? Its lights at night, come on, can be seen for miles. If we live for Christ, we will glow like lights, showing others Christ is what Christ is like. We hide our light, being quiet when we should speak, going along with the crowd, denying the light, letting sin dim the light, not explaining our light to others, ignoring the needs of others. Be a beacon of truth. Come on, somebody. Don't shut your light off from the rest of the world. He's given you the light. I have called you to reflect the light. Come on, people of God. God is so good. We thank God for our power word on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Remember, reflect my glory, saith the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
It's been a million days and a million nights. Oh, I still remember how your love changed my life. Not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel, and I still pinch myself just to see if it's clear that a man ain't supposed to cry. But I'll put my pride aside, let these tears fall. I'm so happy you're still in my life. You got me like, oh, 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 how I love you.
church. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to get my blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You've been on the air. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil on this afternoon. I thank God for you, you, and you for coming on Fresh Fire Friday this evening on Friday. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God, amen, for what he has done thus far. I thank him for the power word letting us know that we reflect his glory. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God, amen, for you, you, and you for allowing me to come into your homes. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that. Amen. I'm going to pray and I'm going to leave you with a song. How about that? Amen. Pray. I pray that you enjoyed yourself. I pray that your soul was uplifted. I pray that every yoke was broken. Amen. From myself to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. And I'll leave you with a song. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God, today. We thank you, Father, for what you have done, what you have said on the night, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as you said, a city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden. Hallelujah. We know that, glory to God, that you don't want us to hide, Lord God, and hallelujah. We know, Father God, that you want to work with us, God, through us, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for all things great and small, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to pour into us a fresh new anointing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. If anybody's sick under the sound of my voice, Father God, I pray, God, even now, Father, by faith, my faith will touch their faith, Lord God, and bring forth a supernatural healing, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said nothing is too hard for you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you are a miracle worker. You are a promise keeper, and you are who you are, God, because you are the great I am. Yes, Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Father God, for the movement of the Holy Spirit in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because, God, they are your people, God. Bless Pastor Matthew McNeil, my husband, Lord God, as he's not here tonight, Lord God, he's working. But I thank you, God, that you are blessing him, God, yes, Holy Spirit, because you said distance is not a barrier, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, you said it, God, distance is not a barrier, Father. I pray for them. I pray blessings, oh yes, Holy Spirit, over them, God. I pray open doors, God. Enlarge our tents, oh God. God, let us be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar, above and not beneath, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth. Now, Father, as we begin to leave this place, but not from your presence, God, we thank you, Lord God, for all things great and small. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise, yes, Holy Spirit, wise God, yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you, Lord God. We're going to say amen, yes, Holy Ghost, we're going to say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Don't forget Sunday morning at 9 a.m., Apostle Carolyn McNeil will be on. Praise God. Don't forget on Monday, your fist at 6 a.m. with a pastor keeping it real, McNeil. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Undisputed Truth, amen, on Tuesday with Bishop Thurman A. Butler, praise God. Weekly Word Workout with Lady T on Thursday, amen, praise God. On Wednesday, and True Vine, Holy Spirit, International Ministry with Ilona, Pastor Ilona Waters, amen, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing me and giving me the right order. We bless and praise God on tonight, amen, praise God. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, amen, that speaketh to us. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you all. And guess what, y'all? Hallelujah. The blood still works. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you again. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.